Blog Talk Radio.
YizerRadio.com live broadcast. Today is February 13, 2014. We made it through the storm, y'all. Right, fun. ATL was on lockdown for the past days because of the weather. Now, less than 24 hours later, it was sunny today. 80% of the snow is gone. 80% of the ice is gone. So tomorrow, everybody in the ATL back to a normal life. This is the crazy part. Dang. Hear that? It keeps going out. My microphone keeps going out. And the crazy part is the storm has moved up the East Coast. But we are out. We made it through the storm, yeah. Whew. It was rough, like I said. Well, tonight, moving forward, here on YizerRadio.com. Of course, I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy. Last night, we had a hot show. I hope you guys got a chance to listen to last night's show. We talked about, you know, the tragic death of a man down in Florida. And then, of course, Michael Dunn, the man who's on trial. I don't think that there's a verdict in yet. Let me see if I can get an update real quick. Let me see if I can get work. I haven't watched the news all day today. Jurors back Friday to deliberate the loud music murder. So Michael Dunn, justice has not been served yet, not been convicted yet. Wow. I don't know what's taking them so long. Heck, taking so long to convict this man. But anyway, if you guys didn't get a chance to hear Light Tonight's show, get a chance, listen to it. It was a very hot show. We got straight to the point, you know. About the tragic death of the young brother, you know, Jordan Davis, killed by Michael Dell. All right, so we're going to move on. Tonight's show, we are representing Mikey like we do every week for the month of February with Black History. We're talking about the real Black history. So tonight's show, we're going to talk about the role of African Americans in this political game in the United States. Okay, so I'm going to take a break, and when I get back, we're going to get into tonight's show. And let's listen to Jaiza Radio. And I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen, oh baby.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up? It's your man Dwayne Abernathy. Listen to me over here on YIZERRadio.com. Today, 2013-2014. Broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, today is what? Valentine's Day is Eve. So hopefully if you got loved one out there, please let them know how much you love them tomorrow on Valentine's Day. If you like your man Dwayne, make every day Valentine's Day. Anyway, tonight we're going to talk about the history of the African Americans in politics. One reason what sparked tonight's, if you guys have not been watching the news, of course, guys heard about the ex-mayor of New Orleans being convicted today on corruption charges. But tonight I want to talk about not only our history of politics in the country, but then I want to talk about, like, there's been a laundry list of American politicians in this country on charges that's going to jail, in and out of jail, or they trying to lock us up. To start tonight's show off, I'm going to play this about Ray Nagin. Guys are not familiar on what happened with the old mayor of New Orleans. Then we get back. We're going to continue on with tonight's the African Americans and our role in politics country.
Guilty on 20 of 21 counts. That's just coming in here to CNN, courtesy of our affiliate WDSU in New Orleans, in Louisiana. Ray Nagin, the former mayor of New Orleans, guilty of 20 of 21 counts, found guilty by a jury just moments ago. The trial involved prosecutors claiming that Nagin had taken bribes worth $500,000 both before Katrina and after Katrina. A lot of us became familiar with Ray Nagin during the whole Katrina story, horrible story. We interviewed him clearly many times. He was in charge of New Orleans during Katrina, before, during, and after. Since then, there was a 21-count criminal charge leveled against Ray Nagin. The jurors deliberating since Monday for about 3 hours, continuing yesterday, and today they have now reached a verdict guilty on 20 of 21 counts, taking bribes worth more than $500,000.
Guilty. Black man going to prison. Guilty. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not really sure all the end of this particular trial really say personally if it's been railroaded or not. But what I do know is that we have another American man going to prison, you know. But at the same time, I know the game of politics is also a dirty game. There's a lot of favors being done in the political game. So, really? Is he guilty? I don't know. All I know is he was convicted today with several other African Americans. Politicians have been convicted lately. It's like it's the new trend that's going on. I got a feeling my speakers, someone listening, and you from New Orleans, give me a call at 4870. You know more details. It's Ray Nagin case. Pretty much all about Ray Nagin. Like I said before, you know, he became, you know, very popular in our community. I don't know, but I know, like, what years, especially since President Obama, they have been going after all the politicians to lock them up. So check it out. I actually have a list. Hello? You know what? This is your man tonight. I'm going to have to take a break. I'll call you guys. This technical services.
I want you. I like to introduce myself. My name is.
Must be crazy. On the phone saying I love her, but in the bathroom there's another. Hoping I'll stay undiscovered, like I'm undercover, brother. Harley acting like I just met her. Dang it, how I used to keep my game with inside her. Well, I'm actually crazy. Now I can't forget her. Up all night drinking, but I don't feel better. And now I'm done. Be with the fact that did you wrong forever. Be with the fact that I'll be wrong forever.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are that will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881. Or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and moving forward here on YIZERRadio.com. We're having some serious technical difficulties tonight. I hope we got it all squared up. Now, this is a very important show. We're continuing on our Black History series for the month of February. And tonight we're talking about the role of the African Americans in politics in this country. Start the show out by talking about the conviction, the ex-mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin. But this is the crazy part about it all. You know, a lot of the African-American politicians, we decided we didn't join an exclusive club and think that the game and the rules apply to them as their counterparts. But a lot of times, not the case. So, hey, like I said, well, yesterday, Nagin was convicted, but he has a lot of other African-American politicians to follow suit with him. So we actually have a list of other African-American politicians, like, you know, that's been convicted of crimes. Now, once again, I don't know if they were guilty or just railroaded, but give an example. Like Shelley Dixon in 2009, she was actually the mayor of Baltimore. She got caught in embezzlement or stealing gift cards meant for poor residents. Like, come on now. We have former Rep. William Jackson was convicted in 2009 on 11 criminal charges filed against him. Charges that he accepted bribes and engaged in money laundering while serving as a congressman. It's so funny. Okay, and this is the major one this last year. Jesse L. Jackson Jr., the former Democratic representative from Illinois, pleaded guilty last year to one felony fraud count in connection with the use of $750,000 in campaign money to pay for living expenses and to buy items like stuff like animals, elk heads, and fur capes. Okay. Do you guys see the common denominator in these convictions? They all have to do with them taking money under the table. Now, and I'm not saying it's a good thing and I'm not condoning it, but we all know that they political counterparts do the exact same thing, you know. And once again, it's like these rules here are not.
Good morning, Tia. Good morning. This morning, is the finest morning. It's no other morning. It's this morning. If tomorrow morning is finest, this morning and tomorrow morning the finest morning. It's no other morning. It's this morning. Good morning, Tia.
I went downtown.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by DamselInDistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let DamselInDistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up, It's your man, Wayne Abernathy. I cannot believe this, man. I'm trying to get my show on tonight and this technical difficulty is just like off my flow. I mean, I technically was in the middle of talking, and the system just crashed. But anyway, we move forward because that's what we do here at YizerRadio.com. I was talking about this list of African-American politicians that have been convicted of crimes. And I was just talking about the common denominator between all of them is one, well, first, of course, they're all African-American. Two, most of the convictions have to do with money under the table, money laundering, conspiracy to, you know, pretty much I scratch your back, I scratch yours, to like the good old boy's been doing for years over in. And then, like, say, for instance, the other third thing is they're all Democrats pretty much. It's like the majority, all of these people are Democrats. Okay, so we need to ask this question. I'm going to ask several questions tonight, but the first question I want to ask is, one, how much do you know about the history of politics in this country? And then have you guys, your family, your friends, have you guys ever sit down and ask the question, is the majority of Americans are Democrats? Okay, and I'm going to let you guys. Now, me, myself, your man, Dwayne Abernathy, I am not a member of either party. Democrats, I'm going to let you guys know right now, I'm 100% independent, okay, because I'm an independent, and I'm also, I don't think either party can provide that, but what I'm not going to bash either one of them tonight, what we're going to do, we're going to have a discussion of these two political parties, okay. So, before, while you out there screaming diehard Democrat or diehard Republican, especially in my community, do you even know anything about these people? So, I'm going to play a clip to give you guys a history of how these parties even was created, because believe it or not, Democrats and Republicans were not the original political parties in this country. For starters, before you try to know why you claim something, so that's why tonight's show is going to teach you guys the history of political parties and our role in politics in this country. So check out this clip, the history of this country. This is your man, Dwayne, listen to YazzaRadio.com.
The history of the Democratic and Republican parties is a complex one. In fact, the two parties were once one party. In 1792, the Democratic-Republican Party formed up under the leadership of Thomas Jefferson, who would eventually become the third U.S. president. It opposed the Federalist Party, led by John Adams, who became the second U.S. president. The Democratic Republicans believed in strong states' rights and wanted the central government to have as little power as possible, while the Federalists believed in having a much stronger central government. The Federalists obtained most of their support from New England, but their biggest support from businesses, urbanites, and the rich, while the Democratic Republicans had their strongest support in the South and West, but their biggest support from farmers and the lower classes. The Federalist Party fizzled out early in the nation's history because it did not support the United States' combat with the British in the War of 1812. The Democratic Republicans, under President James Madison's leadership, supported the war, and public perceptions of the war are very high by its end. The election of 1824 was big because it included four main presidential candidates, all of whom claimed to be Democratic Republicans. The two frontrunners, however, were very different men. Andrew Jackson, like his forebears, favored a small central government approach, while John Quincy Adams favored the strong central government approach, carrying over the Federalist beliefs of his father, John Adams. Right after Adams' victory in the 1824 election, the Democratic Republicans split up. Jackson went on to form the Democratic Party, which favored small government. Jackson had a rematch with Adams in 1828 and became America's seventh president after that election. And Adams' supporters coalesced around a few different groups, the most prominent of which was the National Republican Party, which favored a strong central government. The National Republican Party quickly met its end after its poor showing in Jackson's landslide in the presidential election of 1832. The Whig Party then formed out of a coalition of former National Republicans and Southern Democrats, who set aside their different ideas on the size of government to oppose President Jackson's policies, especially Jackson's use of presidential vetoes to gain what they viewed as increasingly excessive power over Congress. The Whigs, who had support from nearly all the wealthy men of the United States, supported tariffs, or taxes, on imported goods, while the Democrats viewed tariffs as taxes on the poor to help the rich. The country's growing polarization over the moral, legal, and economic implications of allowing slavery in new American territories led to the formation of the Republican Party in 1854, which took a strong anti-slavery stance. The Whig Party became divided over the issue of slavery and split apart around 1856, with anti-slavery Whigs, mostly from the North, joining the newly formed Republican Party, and pro-slavery Whigs, mostly from the South, joining the Democrats. Day, Abraham Lincoln, and the election of 1860, while the southern states voted overwhelmingly Democratic. Immediately after the Civil War, with African-American men now able to vote due to the Civil Rights Act of 1866 and the U.S. Constitution's 15th Amendment, Republican presidential candidates received electoral votes while the majority of the southern states voted elections in 1868 and 1872. With what became known as the Jim Crow laws, major voting restrictions were then placed on African-Americans in the southern states. In each presidential election from 1880 to 1924, the states that were east of the Rio Grande and completely south of the latitude of 3630 North voted Democratic in almost every presidential election. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, the Democratic Party increased its local strength in urban areas of the North by attracting members of the large influx of new immigrants to the United States, the majority of which emigrated from Europe and entered their northern coastal cities, especially New York City. Political machines, such as the Tammany Hall machine in New York, sought to gain voting power by helping immigrants obtain jobs and services. During the turn of the century, the Democrats continued to desire low tariffs, and the Republicans had advocated for higher tariffs, winning the majority of the support of business owners. It was also during the late 1800s and early 1900s that a rift developed within the Republican Party, with one side favoring pro-business owner policies and the other favoring increased protections for working-class Americans. The latter group became associated with the progressive movement, advocating social and economic reform to help combat hardships such as poverty. Some progressive Republicans joined the Democratic Party, influencing the party's views on social and economic issues. While the majority of the country, including most northern states from the Civil War, voted for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a Democrat, in the presidential elections from 1932 to 1944, this should not be considered a regional realignment of party strength, because national unity was heightened due to the nation's efforts in World War II and in recovering the economy from the Great Depression. Some historians believe the Democratic Party's growing support of civil rights in the 1940s, 1950s, and 1960s, culminating in the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, with strong bipartisan support in Congress, encouraged some Democrats to switch to the Republican Party. The big shift in party identification that occurred in the latter half of the 20th century largely came about because of the party's changing stances on the role of government in American society. The Republican Party, under presidents such as Dwight Eisenhower, Richard Nixon, and especially Ronald Reagan, came to view the central government as something that should be limited as much as possible, with an emphasis on tax reductions. This push for a limited role of the central government echoed the Democratic Party's belief on the size of government from the 1800s. Ironically, the Democratic Party, as an extension of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal programs, which increased the central government's role in American life, chose to continue basing many of its policies around this perspective. President Lyndon B. Johnson's Great Society programs and President Barack Obama's push for universal health care are examples of this. Perhaps one of the most interesting perspectives on how the parties have realigned geographically can be seen in a comparison of the presidential election maps of 1896 and 2008.
So what's up, this is your man Dwayne Abernathy, listening to Moving Forward on YarsRadio.com. Today, February 2014, we are talking about the history of African Americans in politics here in the United States. I just played that clip. Running around this damn country, especially people in my community, running around, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Democrat. And y'all don't even know why y'all Democrat. And again, I'm not saying that you should be a Republican either. So there are some of us, and not as many, running around saying they're Democrat, but you also run around saying we're Republicans, and half of them don't even know why they're Republicans. So, listen to that clip very well. This is what it comes down to, pretty much. It comes down to us. We're the ones that hold the power, but for some reason, we still sit back and give our power to somebody else. A smaller group of people in this country, and then we sit up there and cry the blues when we don't get what we want. If you listen to that, the whole reason why there's even a Republican Party and a Democrat Party is because of us. The Republican Party was created in Wisconsin with a simple fact to help fight against slavery. Yes, you heard me right. The Republican Party was created in Wisconsin for the whole purpose, major purposes, was to help against slavery. So guess what? That means the Democrats are the ones who was mostly the ones down for slavery. Now, back to, we show the reason why I'm showing you guys the history, that history that I said is a proven fact. I'm not saying that I'm letting anybody off the hook. I'm not letting Democrats off the hook, and I'm not letting Republicans off the hook. But at the same time, do you guys ever sit around and ask yourself the question, like, well, what happened? Why did we shift? Why is there so many African-Americans in this country who just blindly, without any questions, without any concerns, just automatically vote Democrat? And then don't you realize that as much as we vote for solely Democratic, at least since the 1960s, so that's the 60s, the 70s, 50 straight years. And then when you look around our communities, we're not getting any better by being Democrats. So don't you think that, one, somebody might be taking advantage of us, that they just automatically assume we're going to vote for them? Do you guys ever realize that? Don't you think it's not marching and registering to vote that gets us what we need? It's demanding more and candidates in office that's really going to help our community? But no, they got most of us brainwashed, and like they say, the political party, you know, I don't even call them that no more. I call them the political party death camps, because we sit up there and die being faithful to these political parties. So there's a lot of guys out there to talk about. They call it the political plantation. I call it the political death camps, because our community is dying, staying faithful to one of these two parties, but we really staying faithful to a party that really ain't doing a damn thing for us, and that's the Democratic Party. Yes, I said, I'm sure I just pissed off half my listeners out there, but I'm keeping it real with you guys, and I'm trying to move us forward. Now, so what we're going to do, I'm going to take the time, take a break. When I get back, I'm going to break down both parties. We're going to talk about the Democratic Party. We're going to talk about the Republican Party. And then I'm going to let you guys, once you learn the history of both these parties, you guys decide on how you feel if you still want to stay loyal to either party. It's not me to go elsewhere, but I just want to make sure that there's no excuse. There is no excuse. Things do not change in our community for you guys to say you do not know what was going on with either political party, because your man Dwayne Abernathy here on February 13, 2014, I put the information out there for us to know and for us to share through our community. I'll be back in a second. It's your man Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com.
I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good, good love. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Yeah, I want to give you some good, good love. Turn it right down low.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up? My man, Dwayne Abernathy, and you listen to Move Over Here on YIZER.com. I'm going to tell you guys something that's so funny. I think tonight is the most technical difficulty we ever had since we started YIZER Radio. All right, so we want to talk about the two political parties. Okay? So, first, I'll talk about the Republican Party. I'm going to talk about the Democratic Party, the party my community is so in love with. But before we even get into these parties, I'm going to let you guys know right now, we hold the power. If you look at the history of this country since we was forced to get on these lands, most of all political party, all political fights have been either with us, the African-American community, is usually the two. And usually the one who controls the power over the African-American community, a lot of times, win the political fight. Except for lately. We're going to talk about lately before the show's out tonight, but right now we're just going to stick to the basics right now, okay? So, let's get into the Republican Party and the role that African-Americans played in the Republican Party.
Now, Marvin, you know some history that a lot of people, especially black people, aren't aware of. Tell me about it. When I began researching the history between black Americans and the Republican Party, it plays out like a drama. Because the Republican Party was founded as an abolitionist movement. That took place in Ripon, Wisconsin in 1854. It was a group of abolitionists who met to resist the spread of slavery to the Western territories. First Republican platform that was written said that we believe that slavery is a violation of the rights of man. The Republican senators and congressmen were the ones who were responsible for passing the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th Amendments of the Constitution. And those amendments gave former slaves voting rights, citizenship, and due process of law. And so it was the Republicans, not the Democrats, in Congress who passed that legislation, which was essentially the advent of the civil rights movement. The African-American support of Republicans was strong all the way up until the 1930s. Then there were three major moments that caused the black vote to precipitously move from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party. The first was with the New Deal and President Roosevelt. Now, mind you, Franklin Roosevelt didn't have any designs on including African Americans as he came up with the idea to combat the Great Depression. However, Eleanor Roosevelt was a genuine humanitarian, and she was the one that encouraged President Franklin Roosevelt to create the Black Cabinet that featured stellar African-Americans such as Mary McLeod Bethune and poet Frank Horn. That type of attention hadn't been given to the black community since the days of the radical Republicans during Reconstruction in the 1870s and Abraham Lincoln. Then the second phase was in the late 1940s with President Truman. President Truman desegregated the military. That made the black people who fought in World War II, the Korean War, when they came back, they were eligible for the GI Bill and other military benefits. And that created a small but substantial black middle class. And President Truman was very radical. I give him a lot of credit for having steel in his spine, because at that time, the Democratic Party was still the party of Jim Crow, the party that created Jim Crow, the party that created the Ku Klux Klan. He essentially changed the party of Jim Crow to the party of civil rights almost overnight at the 1948 Democratic Convention. Republican President Dwight Eisenhower passed a Civil Rights Act in 1957. Now, CL, check this out. The Civil Rights Act of 1957 had the provisions that Lyndon Johnson's legislation had in 1964 and 1965, desegregating public facilities and the like. The 57 Civil Rights Package that was championed by Eisenhower was filibustered, watered down, and pretty much had its teeth taken out of it in the Senate.
By who?
Whenever I check congressional records, two of the senators who were foes of Eisenhower was Senator Lyndon Johnson of Texas and Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts. Almost 10 years later, in 1965, Lyndon Johnson passes essentially the same legislation. He leans on Republican support in the House and the Senate to get it passed. And if it wasn't for Republican Senator Everett Dirksen of Illinois, a Democratic filibuster against the 64 Civil Rights Act would have killed the legislation. So if it wasn't for a Republican senator from Illinois, we would not have had the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The Republicans in the House and the Senate voted for the 1964 Civil Rights Act and the 1965 Voting Rights Act at higher percentages than the Democrats in the House and in the Senate.
Everything you're saying, as you said, you can have your own opinions, but you can't create your own facts.
That is correct. African Americans are the only demographic in America who averages a 90% and above voting yield for one party, which happens to be the Democratic Party. So what do those numbers do? That is a monolithic imbalance. So that puts black Americans, the black electorate, in an unenviable position of being taken for granted by one party and ignored by the other. And neither is optimal. And the only way to change that dynamic is to become unpredictable again,
right?
To stop looking at the party label and start looking at the leadership of the messenger, looking at the effectiveness behind the message. Focus more on the person and not the party.
What's up, it's your man Dwayne Abernathy. True fact, everything I'm telling you guys tonight is fact, not opinion, okay? So I just gave you guys a brief history of the Republican Party. So tonight, I'm going to give you guys pointers on things that both parties have done for the African-American community. So, as you can see, the Republican Party was the abolitionist party, and one of the agendas was to free the African-American slaves. But then it also, you guys always talk about the Civil Rights Movement, but a Republican president in 1957 had put down the Civil Rights Bill. Almost 10 years later, Lyndon A. Johnson, the president at that point, because President Kennedy had been assassinated, but Lyndon Johnson and Kennedy were the two who denied the Civil Rights Bill 10 years prior. So what, did they have a change of consciousness or what? Or did they realize the power is in the African-American community? You do the math before you start praising these white men who really didn't give a damn about our community, or you start talking about how great Kennedy was. Learn your history. Learn your history. That's why I'm here, to let you guys know the real truth before you start praising anybody in this country, because at the end of the day, it's about the benefit of our community. Okay, so we're talking about the Republican Party right now. Did you guys know? If you did know, you're about to find out. You guys know who Alonzo J. Ransler is? Do you guys know who John R. Lynch is? Okay. one other question. Do you guys know who Joseph? Let me make sure I get his name right. Do you guys know who Joseph Rainey was? Joseph Rainey was the first African-American to serve in the United States House of Representatives. You hear that? He was the second black person to serve in the United States Congress. U.S. Senator Harold Revels was the first. Check this out. He's from South Carolina, a southern state. That's the first myth that they always talk about. The second thing it was, he was a Republican. There goes another myth that has been debunked. Now, this is the crazy part. The first civil rights bill was actually signed in 1871 by Republicans. They gave African-American males the right to vote. Okay? So, it took us, what, 4 years, 5 years to elect an African-American elected official. He was elected December 12, 1870, and he was in office to March 3, 1879. Do you guys see the power that we had way back then in the 1800s? And now we're talking about 2014 and Quantum Blues, like, we can't get together. You guys realize in 4 years, since they passed, let me make sure I'm right here. An African American. Here it is right here. I had my dates off. I'm sorry. 1866. We got the right to vote. We elected our first elected 8 years later. 4 years, people. Just the part when you talk about you register to vote. You register to vote and you vote when you make a change. No. You know, instead vote these days for the party. We need to vote for the candidate. Not only do we vote for the candidate, we need to start choosing our own candidates. But we're going to get into that later because we're still talking about the Republican Party. So right now, the Republican parties have gotten some points so far. Let's run down their points here. The Republican Party was created to fight slavery. The Republican Party elected the first African-American representatives in political office. Let me go over some more names of African Americans who were Republicans in the 1800s. We have, who do we have here? We have Mr. Robert B. Elliott, African American member of the United States House of Representatives from South Carolina also. He served in 1871 to 1874. Who else do we have here? Let's see, did he serve? Okay, here we go. Jefferson Franklin Long was an African-American from Georgia. He was the first African-American from Georgia to be elected to the United States House of Representatives from Georgia. Okay, but once again, I still haven't heard the states like New York, still heard Illinois, all these states that's from the North that were supposedly loving us African-Americans. Looked like the Africans back in the day that was making moves and making decisions are all coming from the South. Let's see here. Joseph Thomas Wales was a United States Congressman who served three separate terms in Congress between 1871 and 1876. Virginia. Oh, my God. Do you guys see the picture of Tom Payton here? The picture of Tom Payton here is like, stop drinking, people. Stop listening to all the propaganda and start becoming thinkers again like we were. And look at the power that we have in this country, and look at the power that we have given this country, because we stopped thinking. We started to water down people like the Al Sharpers of the world and the Jesse Jacksons of the world, who don't really give a about us. They just want us to, what did they say, get along, whatever. They're not pushing no agendas. They're not threatening anything. They just simply like, you know what, whatever you say, that's what I'm going to do. But no, everybody's saying how racist are, you know, the Republicans. Once again, I'm not defending the Republicans, and I'm not bashing the Democrats. I'm just showing the facts tonight, okay? So now let's talk about Republicans and how racist they are, because we all know that this is right. So let's listen to this clip about how racist they are. So far, racist to me, but I'm
finally, of course,
I'm
going to
tell you who's
the
racist in this country.
Now,
it's Dwayne Abernathy, listen to
our Republican Party was founded in 1854 by anti-slavery, I guess they must have been anti-slavery racists, who departed the Whig Party and opposed the pro-slavery Democrats. The first presidential candidate for the Republicans was John C. Fremont, known as the Pathfinder. The Democrats went into full fear-mongering mode on this guy and said to the people, hey, if you elect a Republican, slavery is all but over. Well, Fremont lost, but in 1860, the second Republican candidate, Abraham Lincoln, did win. Between the date of his election and his inauguration on Monday, March 4th, 1861, seven of the slave states in the Deep South had left the Union to form the Confederacy, left it before he was even sworn in as president, because they knew that the rise of us racist Republicans meant the end of slavery in America. And it did, too. After the war ended, Lincoln was assassinated by Democratic activist John Wilkes Booth, and then the racist Republicans passed the 13th Amendment, abolishing slavery, the 14th, providing due process and equal protection under the law, and the 15th Amendment, providing voting rights to blacks. The non-racist Democrats fought all of these things tooth and nail, and when the first black men were elected to Congress as Republicans, the Democrats got to work and founded the Ku Klux Klan to make sure it wouldn't happen again for a century. Democrats wrote the odious Jim Crow laws that kept blacks in position of slavery. All of those pictures that you've seen in the 1960s of people turning fire hoses and dogs on peaceful black marchers were unleashed by Democrats like Lester Maddox, Bull Connor, and George Wallace. You know, the great anti-slavery writer Frederick Douglass, also a racist Republican, once wrote, I recognize the Republican Party as the sheet anchor of the colored man's political hopes in the ark of his safety, the ark of his safety. Now, of course, Democrats can't argue with this history, mostly because it's true, although that's not usually stopped them before. So what they say to justify this century of shame is that right around the time that they themselves, modern Democrats, came along, the parties mysteriously switched sides. Now, what really happened was that the loving, decent, progressive racism that's been a hallmark of the Democratic Party took a new and subtle form. They invented a new way to keep black people on the plantation, working for them, like they used to. They gave them free food, free housing, and free medical care in exchange not for a harvest of cotton, but rather a steady annual bumper crop of votes. And the way that they did this was by telling black Americans that the Republicans that had fought and died for their freedom were in fact the real racists, because we were against these new shackles like affirmative action and entitlement programs that keep them perpetually bound to their Democratic masters. Yeah, it's true, we are against them. We're against affirmative action because we see people as individuals, not as a bunch of sticks, good and bad individuals, and we don't see black people as being so inferior as to need lower test scores to get into college. We think they can do just as well or as poorly as anyone else. We so-called racist Republicans not only quote, but we actually believe the words of that great Republican who said that he had a dream that his four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. We believe that there is a word for people who are used by other people and provided in return with free food, free housing, and free medical care, and that word is slaves. And the Republican Party was, is, and always will be the party that frees the slaves.
Slave. S-L-A-B-E. Slave. How many of you people out there call yourself a slave? Many of my people out there claim they act like a slave. Okay, let me tell you guys a little bit what slavery is. Slave mentality is you sit around and wait for somebody to dictate where you go, how you eat, when you eat, how you eat, where you eat, how you take care of yourself, how you raise your children, where your kids go to school. Then don't ask for permission before you go do it. So if they're not telling you what to do, you go ask for permission. That is a slave. You are being controlled by someone else that you think has power over you. Now, once again, I told you guys, I'm not sitting up here saying that I'm a Republican, and I'm not sitting here telling you that I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, but we're talking about the Republican Party right now. If I had to give a vote right now, the Republicans will get my vote. And I'm going to give you guys a perfect example. There is no way in hell that anybody in this country that's healthy, able-bodied, should get food stamps. I understand sometimes we all fall on hard times. But if you're healthy and you're an African-American male or female out there and you can work, you should not be on welfare or getting food stamps. That's slave mentality. Yes, I said it. I'm calling you out. That's slave mentality. Go out, get up off your ass, and make your way through this world. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. So once again, I don't care who puts that on the book. But Democrats have those type of systems in play for my community. But Democrat or Republican, I agree with it. So, but if you watch the news, MSNBC, Al Sharpton, the rest of them, they will march around and they will want us to support stuff like food stamps and welfare programs to help keep our people as slaves, to keep the slave mentality going. Do you guys see the picture that I'm painting? Is it getting clear? I'm letting you know right now, neither party gives a damn about us, but do you see how we have been manipulated, you know, by both parties? But right now, I'm just showing the history of the Republican Party right now, that the Republican Party and the majority of all the politicians of the early day were Republicans and African Americans. And we all know in today's world it has flip-flopped. Republicans are so-called the racists. The Democrats so-called love black folks. Neither one of us love us. We all getting used because we're not standing up for ourselves. But I'm letting you know right now, the Republican Party, the way they think and their views, if I had to pick a party, I'm telling you right now, I'd definitely be a Republican. I'm going to take a break. We get back, we're going to talk about the Democratic Party. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com.
Polaris, Double M, Slip and Slide collabo. Let's get it. What he talking about? Know I've been a Roma, but let me call you out. Where you put your crown? You got a little style. Let me put it down until you walking on the cloud. Look, the time's now. I'm intrigued. Whenever I browse, I'll be sure you get things. Yeah, see what I did there? Slip and slide on the body until you get there.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lip gloss pop just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was four shots ago. Now you can't believe that you did it to me. Oh, but you were the same that last night. Girl, I swear to God, people pay for a smile like yours. And I'm loving it, yeah. And I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Girl, I swear to God, they'll pay for an ass like yours. If it wasn't there, yeah, yeah. And now I'm rubbing it, I'm rubbing it. Oh, oh. You wanna know if we can make this confident?
rapper that's alive, call for Lauren out. Now can you deal with it? I probably run you out, cause I never tell a woman when my body count. Let me tell you about last night. I don't remember much of last night. How can I say it, keeping it polite? You left once, but she came twice. So get it right. Woo.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lip gloss just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, I won't tell nobody. Your privacy is safe with
it.
Me.
I'm loving it.
Girl, I swear to God, I wanna get plenty time to test you.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881 or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up, what's up? It's your man Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to me over here on YIZERRadio.com. All right, before we move to the Democratic Party, let's go over the checklist of the Republicans. Let's see. First, Republicans was party was created in Wisconsin, abolitionist group to fight against slavery. The Republican Party, American political leaders like Rose Revel, B. Elliott, Blanche Bruce, John R. Lynch, Jefferson F. Strong. Okay, this is my next question that I have an issue with this knowledge that I'll give you guys. Like, why in the hell ain't we teaching this in our schools? How many times have you guys for Black History Month has ever, you know, heard of, seen a documentary, heard a report from a child on any of these figures in United States politics? Hard. But I hate to say it, you guys, all these guys were Republicans. Okay? Now let's go ahead and move to the Democratic Party of my people. Even though, like they said before, Democratic Party was created, they created Ku Klux Klan to counter what the Republicans were doing to help out the African American community. But I'm going to give both their fair due, so let's talk about the story of the Democrats.
America, this is your heritage.
The Klan terrorized Black Americans through murders and public floggings. Relief was granted only if they promised not to vote for Republican tickets, and violation of this oath was punishable by death. And since the Klan was targeted against Republicans in general, It did not limit its violence simply to black Republicans. In this old illustration, the Klan in North Carolina is about to hang a white Republican. And in 1871, a black U.S. congressman from South Carolina, Joseph Hayne Rainey, reported an incident concerning an elderly man named Dr. John Winsmith, a white Republican state senator.
The doctor, a man nearly 70 years of age, had been to town. Returning home late, he soon afterward retired. A little after midnight, he was aroused by someone knocking violently at his front door.
The Klan shot down this state senator, a white state senator, because he was Republican and was fighting for the rights of blacks in his state. In that hail of bullets, Dr. Winsmith was hit 7 times. However, he survived the shooting and lived to testify before Congress about the attack made on him by the Klan. This is a Klan pushcard from 1868, about the size of a baseball card. It is entitled, Radical Members of the South Carolina Legislature. It shows 63 radicals. They were all Republicans. The Democrats called Republicans radicals because the Republican Party was biracial and allowed blacks to vote and participate in the political process, thus making them radical in the Democrats' eyes. Of the 63 radicals, or Republicans, in the South Carolina legislature, 50 were black and 13 were white. On the back of this card, all the names of the radical Republicans were listed. Evidently, if the Klan wanted to pay a night visit, as they had to Senator Winsmith, with the help of this card, they would know exactly who they were looking for. We know the Klan is often associated with lynchings, and you know, these are some of the most abominable pictures in history, but these are pictures of actual lynchings. 4,800 Americans were lynched. Now, out of the 4,800 that were lynched, 1,300 were white, 3,500 were black.
We have never heard that before.
We've never heard 1,300 white lynched. I thought it was just lynching blacks. No, they were lynching Republicans. But again, back at that point in American history, if you were black, you were a Republican. You couldn't lynch every white you saw. Some of them might be Democrats. So you have to find out who they are. And that's why you have these little cards to identify the whites and the blacks that are Republicans, so you know who you're going after. People say the Klan wasn't partisan. Really? That's kind of interesting that as you get into the 1920s and 30s and 40s, the Klan was actually a wing of the Democrat Party. Matter of fact, George Wallace, who ran for governor in the South, a very famous name in the South, he lost his first election because he refused to accept the Klan endorsement in the Democrat primary. So the second time he ran for office, he accepted the Klan endorsement and won the primary. You go into Texas, Ma Ferguson. She had trouble. She wouldn't accept the Klan primary, and it kept her from having a cohesive win as Texas governor. And she eventually became Texas governor. But this was a significant part of the Democrat Party. It was an entire wing in the Democrat Party. And as you look, here's a picture of a Klan parade. You actually, in Washington, D.C., had 40,000 members march in the Klan parade at the turn of the century. They included U.S. senators, U.S. reps, Supreme Court justices, members of the Democrat Party.
When would that picture be taken?
This picture is going to be taken in about 1910. One of the great Klan recruiting films of all time is called Birth of a Nation. Birth of a Nation is really one of the first films that was ever done, a motion picture, and it shows the Klan as heroes saving the South from all the blacks. And by the way, guess where that film was shown? It was shown in the White House. It was the first film ever shown in the White House. It was shown by Democrat President Woodrow Wilson. When he became president, a number of blacks already held federal office. He got rid of them, got them out of office. Teddy Roosevelt got all sorts of ire when he invited Booker T. Washington to come to the White House. The first African-American to come to the White House, Booker T. Washington, invited by Republican President Teddy Roosevelt, who used him as an advisor. Well, we move on from Roosevelt. We move now, and Roosevelt's appointed a number of blacks in his administration. You move on into Woodrow Wilson. He gets all blacks gone, and he shows a Klan recruiting film at the White House. See, the Klan was an active part of American politics for way too long. By 1875, only a decade after the Civil War,
Republicans had successfully passed almost two dozen civil rights laws, and Black American legislators often played significant roles in the debates surrounding the passage of such laws. One example involved a civil rights bill in 1871, a bill allowing the federal government to punish Klan violence. During the debates on that bill, Representative Joseph Hayne Rainey from South Carolina delivered a powerful speech during the debates on that bill, explaining why blacks were most often the targets of Klan violence.
When we call to mind the fact that this Klan persecution is waged against men for the simple reason that they dare vote with the Republican Party, the question is sometimes asked, why do not the courts of law afford redress? We answer, because the courts are in many instances under the control of Democrats who are wholly opposed to the impartial administration of law and equity. What benefit would result from appeal to courts whose officers are secretly in sympathy with the very evil against which we are striving? If the Negroes, numbering one-eighth of the population of these United States, would only cast their votes in the interest of the Democrats, all open measures of violence against them would immediately be suspended and their rights as American citizens recognized. But I can only say that we love freedom more, vastly more than slavery. Consequently, we hope to keep clear of the Democrats. I will also say that in the state of South Carolina, which I represent, there is no disturbance of an alarming character in any one of the counties in which the Republicans have a majority. The troubles are usually in those sections in which the Democrats have control. I say to the entire membership of the Democratic Party that upon your hands rests the blood of the loyal men of the South. Disclaim it as you will, but the stain is there to prove your criminality before man and God. In the world in the day of retribution, which will surely come, I pity the man or party of men who would seek to ride into power over the dead body of a legitimate opponent. I can say for my people that we are fully determined to stand by the Republican Party and the government. We have resolved to be loyal and firm, and as Queen Esther said long ago, if we perish, we perish. I earnestly hope that this bill will pass.
Wah, wah, wah. Democrat Party, I'm sorry. I'm really trying. I've dug, like they said, dug in the crates. I'm digging, and I'm really trying to find a good story or something that supports the Democratic Party. But I'm telling you, my people, there's nothing. I mean, they both parties are foul, but believe it or not, before 1940, there's literally nothing historic for our people good that came from the Democratic Party. It's almost like we have fallen in love with that husband that used to beat us. Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake. That's pretty much what the Democratic Party is saying to my black people. Eat the cake, anime. They have beat and whooped our ass for over 100, 200 years, and we love the Democratic Party. And once again, I'm not trying to bash either one of them. I'm using facts tonight, you guys. I'm using facts to teach my people how this game is played, how we can take this game back over and win the game, because we're losing. But I talked about Republicans, now we talk about the Democrats. But before I move on, because there's not much to talk about with the Democrats, I have to tell this story. Because this is a history story that somebody needs to talk about. This movie needs to be made. And that's the story of Robert Smalls. Check this out, my people. Unfortunately, he's a Republican, too. The racist Republicans. Here we go. Robert Smalls, April 5th, 1839 through April 23rd, 1915, was an enslaved African American. Listen to me. He was a slave. And that's why I'm talking about, I don't agree with healthy, young African-American men and women who can work and they're on food stamps and welfare, because this man was a slave. Robert Smalls was an enslaved African-American who during and after the American Civil War became a ship's pilot, ship captain, and a politician. He freed himself and his crew and their families from slavery on May 13, 1862 by commanding a Confederate transport ship, the CSS Planter, in Charleston Harbor and sailed it to freedom beyond the federal blockade. Do you hear me? A slave took initiative, took over, learned how to pilot a ship, sail the ship up to free himself, family, and crew. His example of persuasion helped convince President Lincoln to example of persuasion help with African soldiers in the Union Army. God, this is breaking up. This technical difficulty. I'm because this has to be heard. Robert Smalls, his example of persuasion helped convince President Lincoln to accept African soldiers in the Union Army. A slave. He was born in Beaufort, South Carolina. That is so funny. Oh, I am literally going to Beaufort, South Carolina tomorrow. When I broadcast Sunday, I broadcast from Beaufort, South Carolina. That's crazy. After the American Civil War, he became a politician elected to South Carolina State Legislature and State House of Representatives. As a politician, Smalls authored state legislation providing for South Carolina to have the first free and compulsory public school system in the United States under the Republican Party of South Carolina. A black man created the first free public school in the United States. Are you an African American? Where's this movie? Where's this book at? You know what I'm saying? Then he also is the founder of the Republican Party of South Carolina. He is notably the last Republican to represent South Carolina's congressional district until 2010. Come on, Democrats. I'm taking a break. Why?
Filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking, I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice, cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na-na. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying hi. Under these lights, boy, I'm drinking, walking in my life, 7 minutes.
I'm swerving on that. Swerving on that. Big body been serving all this.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man Dwayne Abernathy and you listen to Moving Forward here on YIZERradio.com. Tonight, February 13, 2014, Valentine's Day Eve. We are talking about the real history of the African Americans in the political arena here in the United States. Right now we're talking about the Democratic Party. But right now, the Democratic Party is a UFC fight. And we in round one. It looks like the not so far has beaten out of the Democratic Party. Let's see. Democratic Party out of the KKK to count against all the African-American politicians that the Republicans were electing in this country. Democratic Party also created Jim Crow laws in the country. The Democratic Party president Woodrow Wilson played the Birth of the Nation, a KKK recruitment movie in the White House. And like I told you guys, I'm not being biased. I'm not saying Republican or Democrat, but I am going to go by the facts. Right now, it looked like at least up to 1940, the Republicans had our back a bit more than the Democrats that we each other that we love so much that I have renamed the Eat the Cake Anime Party. Democrats was whooping our asses for over 200 years. Whew. It's not looking good. But I got to give you guys another African-American history point. We weren't getting educated on in our schools. John Willis Menard, April 3rd, 1838 to October 8th, 1893 was on November 3rd, 1868. First, that was before the 1871 bill. November 3rd, 1868, the first African American elected to United House of Representatives. Wow. You hear that? Where's he at in our history books? Where's he at in our public schools? Where's he at in any African American teachings? Where's he at? Has his words ever spilled off of anybody, any of these African American political leaders that's trying to get our vote? Where? Tell me where. Tell me, have you guys ever heard of John Willis Menard? Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your kids. But guess what? You know now. You gonna do with this information? Like I tell you guys every night, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. The reason why the use of
this power, because everything I'm telling you guys tonight, I hope that we can get it together and we start choosing our candidates, courting our candidates, voting in our candidates to get what we need done. Quit being loyal to any party, Democrats or Republicans, but I hate to say that Republicans are more force of the Democratic Party, and it's not my, I'm pulling out the facts, and I'm an independent. I'm going to let you guys know right now, I don't vote either way. I vote for who I think is going to get the job done. Or sometimes I have the right to hold my vote. See out there who gives an African-American person that old stop story to my people die for you to vote. Don't let that, that doesn't mean just because somebody died for you to vote. I'm sorry. There's no candidate out there that's worth the movement of my people. Why? They get money, your kids the most. Teach your kids, John Williams. Matter of fact, teach yourself, then teach your kids. One teach one. All right, keep moving. Let's get back to some of my modern day African American politicians who got caught up in the game. Former Dallas Mayor Pro Tem Daniel was sentenced in 2010 years in prison for leading a shakedown scheme. His wife Shelly Ferris also sentenced to 9 years for her role in money of hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes and extortion payments for development of for her husband. Now we have our African American Democrat politicians going to prison, but they ain't like they going to jail getting this money to help our community. They line their own pockets. So how does that work? How does that work? Even our politicians that we letting them pick for us, they're not even doing it for us. This should not be a website that I can go to have over 10, 15, 20 African politicians going to jail for greed. And the crazy part about it, if you listen to any political show, right now, the Democrats, they love us, and the Republicans, everybody say how much they hate. Neither one of us really care about us, but we have to make better. I started talking about politicians. We're going to talk about the problem some more. We still talk about the Democratic Party. So now, we are on your educational tour tonight. So far, the Democratic Party created for the sole purpose of, you know, stopping African Americans. By the name of Alfonso Rachel. Have you ever asked yourself, why vote Democrat? What happened to make us fall in love with the Democratic Party? What did they do to us? I'm going to let Alfonso, then I'm going to get back and we're going to talk about love affair also, whether it's false love affair with the Democratic Party. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, moving forward here on YizerRadio.com.
I've been doing this rant thing since, what, 2007? And y'all are still watching? Thank you. I've commented at length on the relationship between blacks, Democrats, and the Republican Party. Videos like Begin Deprogramming, where I examine that often asked question, why is it that the majority of the black community consistently votes Democrat? What's funny is that you kind of have to scratch your head and wonder, why is it that the majority of the black community votes Democrat? But back in the day, when the majority of the black community voted Republican, it was pretty clear why. Actually, that's not entirely true. If you were wondering why blacks voted for Republicans, it was because we were wondering if they had a death wish. Am I lying? Man, you ain't got to look that far today to see the hostility that'll come your way if you're black and you dare to be a Republican. And just a few decades ago, that hostility came along with lynchings. Now, people have been led to believe that these lynchings were done by a bunch of crazy rednecks running around in white sheets because that's the American way. But y'all, it wasn't the American way. It was the Democrat way. The Ku Klux Klan was the terrorist fraternity founded by the Democrat Party, and their message was simple, vote or die, and when you vote, you make sure it's for Democrats. Now, who is it that was carrying on that vote or die message? Oh, yeah, Diddy. Now, do you think that whole vote or die, rock the vote campaign is probably vote Republican? No, it's for you to vote Democrat. The Klan wanted white voters to vote Democrat. They didn't want black folks to vote at all. But if black people were going to vote, they wanted them to vote Democrat too. And you can be sure that the Klan has some choice words for black people who voted Republican. Why don't you learn this stuff in public school? Because the public school system is run by the Democrat Party and the unions. But what the scratch and sniff happened, man? The Democrat Party has been the pro-slavery party, the pro-segregation party, the anti-civil rights party, but the majority of the black community votes Democrat. Now, some will say it's because Martin Luther King gave his endorsement to Democrat John F. Kennedy. This supposedly happened after Robert Kennedy made a few phone calls to get Martin Luther King released from jail. But that same Robert Kennedy that made a few phone calls to get Martin Luther King released from jail is the same Robert Kennedy that gave the okie-dokie to J. Edgar Hoover to tap Martin Luther King's thumb. They wanted to catch Martin Luther King engaging in dialogue that was favorable to communism. They didn't like Martin Luther King. You know why? Because he was a Republican. And actually, man, as far as I know, he never did endorse John F. Kennedy because Martin Luther King was a church pastor who stood by the principle of not endorsing candidates. Martin Luther King offered his thanks to the Kennedys. I don't think he offered an endorsement. But there's Martin Luther King Sr., who was also a Republican. He knew that the Democrats were not friends of the black community, and that included the Kennedys. Why would Martin Luther King endorse John F. Kennedy? Allow me to speculate. Could it be that Martin Luther King Sr. also got a phone call? A phone call that might have gone something like, look here, you want a safe and speedy release of your son from jail? How about a friendly nod for Kennedy in exchange? Not to mention, while John F. Kennedy was a senator, he opposed the civil rights bill that was being advanced by the Republican President Eisenhower. Now, like Republicans, Democrats like the Kennedys back then didn't like communism, and Southern Democrats really hated communism. But let's clear this up, though. Hating communism does not make you a capitalist, and it does not make you a conservative. Adolf Hitler hated communism, too. But that didn't make him a capitalist or a conservative. I have to point this stuff out because the Democrats know that they're being exposed, so they've been going around and changing some things. So when you go out and research and Google this stuff, you're going to find that the word Democrat is being replaced by the word conservative. Especially when you go research the Southern Democrats, or Dixiecrats as they call them. They're changing the language, y'all. That's how they do. You know, kind of like the term global warming is being replaced by the term climate change. They got their foot ankle deep in their mouth on that one, and they're sore losers about it, man. And sore losers are always trying to change the game. But more and more people are starting to call Democrats out on this stuff. What you mean global warming, man? That's actually been kind of cool. Well, you see, our Earth raping is causing our Earth mother to be depressed, and her depression is manifesting as changing climates. No, 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 my green friend. The fact that the Earth has two poles doesn't make her bipolar per se, like you. Those changes in the climates are called seasons and normal warming and cooling periods. The rest of us know that. Why don't y'all know that? Anyway, the Democrats were seeing that more and more the rest of the country wasn't really riding on the hateful frequency of the Southern Democrats. Now, I reckon the Democrat Harry Truman knew that. He was also a member of the Ku Klux Klan. He just didn't attend their slumber parties.
At least that's what he says.
But if Truman wanted to be president, he was going to have to show that he was in tune with the rest of the country. He was going to have to show that he was hip, he was cool, you know, denying civil rights to blacks is for squares, man. So he throws down with things like signing executive order to end segregation in the military and to end discrimination in federal employment. That made him look a little better to the rest of the country, and it made Democrats look a little better to black people. But to his racist homies in the South, he's like, now don't y'all go thinking I'm expecting you to enforce all this civil rights crap. That's where Eisenhower comes in. He's the one who actually put into action what Truman only put on paper. Eisenhower moved to desegregate schools and the military. And if he had any reservations about desegregating schools, it was because he felt it was an issue that needed to be resolved on state levels. But Eisenhower did see that these people were being jerks, and that their laws conflicted with the supreme law of the land. That's why there's that instance of Eisenhower sending in military support to make sure that black kids could go to school. Now, Martin Luther King did ask Eisenhower for more help. He wanted Eisenhower to be more verbal against what was happening in the South. And Eisenhower's like, man, I've been expressing my views on this, and to tell you the truth, I really don't know what good another speech for me is going to do for you. And Eisenhower was right, because the speech that was going to be the super rump shaker wasn't meant to come through Eisenhower. It was meant to come through Martin Luther King. So between Truman and the Kennedys, what civil rights meant was votes. It's like Truman set up the ball and the Kennedys spiked it. The Democrat Margaret Sanger already said it. You want to hoodwink them Negroes? You make nice with their ministers. Mm-hmm. And when
King released from jail, it made Democrats look good to the black community. So, of course, the black community was really disenfranchised. When Martin Luther King busted on the scene to be the champion of civil rights, he really had the hearts of the black community with him, as well as a lot of other Americans. And when the people saw that their champion was freed from jail by a Democrat, they were so happy that they forgot that it was Democrats who put Martin Luther King in jail in the first place. They forget about Democrats like George Wallace and Democrats like Bull Firehose KKK Connor. There's the pro-segregationist Democrat Ernie Vandiver, the governor of the state that Martin Luther King was jailed in. FDR was instrumental in getting black people to start switching over to Democrat because of entitlements. See, the Democrats have had a system. You gotta break the black community down, and every once in a while you gotta give them a little something-something. You know, so they stay tolerant of the place that you've reduced them to. Now, the Democrats knew at some point the black community was gonna rise against them. But that's okay, because they had a plan for that, and they still use that plan today. Well, you know all that awful stuff that's been happening to you? You know, it was those dang Republicans. We've always been with you, brother.
What's up? Dwayne Abernathy, this your man. Dwayne Abernathy, I already said that. You listen to radio.com. Try it, Democrats. I really find something positive that you guys have done for my community. Okay. Entitlements. You guys did create entitlements. I'm going to tell you what entitlement has done for my community. My community, I hope you're listening to me. The entitlements have made us lazy. The crazy part about it, and I hate to say it, this is a big difference between black people and white people in this country. And this is my own. No, this is my opinion, but facts has proven this. There is a lot of white people out here to think that they are entitled. They're entitled to have a better job. They're entitled to live where they want to. They're entitled to do whatever they want to do. But for my community, and I don't understand why my community supports this so much, but we have entitlements and entitled. Okay. We've let press leadership, and I'm not saying we are the ones, there are more white people on food stamp, don't get me wrong. But I'm sorry, but I'm not worrying about them. Not tonight, about people, because the problem I have with entitlements for African Americans, my people, when there are brothers and sisters out there who can work, or if they can work, when they can work and they don't have children and they're on welfare. You know, I get there's got to be some government to help people out. You know, I get Section 8, that type of stuff. I get it. But to be honest, I believe that they should have a limit on there. I don't think any man or woman should be able to stay on type of government help for 5 years. I'm being honest. And I know that in the bad part of my community, there is generations. The greatest part about it, a lot of these systems were created by Democrats, and they started swaying us over. And a lot of people say that Martin Luther King endorsed Kennedy. No, he didn't. Did you guys know that Martin Luther King actually wasn't? But it's almost one of those things. It's almost like I'm gonna use Jesus Christ in Christianity. A lot of people don't understand it. Jesus Christ was not Jewish. He was a Jew. After he passed, so it's almost like Martin Luther King. A lot of Democrats used the Martin Luther King movement or whatever, and try to say that Martin Luther King's Democrats. Martin Luther King was fighting against Then they signed the civil rights. And then we all jumped over on the side, the party who was putting us in Jim Crow. Like I said, it's kind of like my community, the wife syndrome. I hate to use that scenario. I hate to use that model, but I'm just trying to show you how graphic. What did they give? Like 90% of our votes to the Democratic Party. 90% of our votes goes to the Eat the Cake Anime Party. The Democratic Party has been whooping our ass and still whooping our ass. For example, the president, I hate when my community says that. You hear it in my voice. I hate when I hear my community say this. They go that President Clinton was. I hate that. That is so. And that is such a, it just shows just how ignorant sometimes. Love him. Love Bill Clinton. Don't you guys know that under Bill Clinton, he sent more Africans to prison than any other president in this country? Yes, he put together the mandatory minimum laws and all that stuff. Under President Clinton, here it is right here, the U.S. increased from $1.4 million by 2 million prisoners at the end of his second term. Democrat. Once again, I'm not saying be a Republican. I'm just trying to show you guys how parties have been using us, have been playing us, and have us separated. But the thing about it, they got that good joke. They got 90% of my community brainwashed to support a party who's been kicking our ass for over 200 some years. Jeez Louise, come on, anime. Don't eat the cake, anime. Don't eat the cake. Ben Dwayne Abernathy, I'm taking a break. I'll be back in a second.
'Cause I just wanna love you, baby. I don't wanna waste no time. Wanna be your only one, baby. Please don't break my heart.
I rode through the dead, Taylor May, black linen. Tinted Escalade with a made man in it. Rose gold shades with the rose lenses. Pink champagne in the flow, so endless. All I seek is perfection. Ain't no secrets, I'ma eat that for breakfast. Keep her close to me like lyrics she spoke to me. In the middle of the winter, summer, let her close to me.
All these stars out, and these people know my name. I could be so pretentious, but he likes me all the same. And these lights are glowing, but he don't want none. He'd rather chill and hold me. Maybe he could be.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. We are talking about the role of African-American politics in this country. We talk about the difference, you talk about the Republican Party. My opinion is they lose, but the Republican parties have done a little bit more for the African-Americans, especially before the Civil Rights Movement. One more last before I close out tonight's show. And if you're still on the fence about the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, one more clip. Our brother, my closing comments, because we have to move forward. Because I only have 6 minutes left. Shaman Dwayne Abernathy, Malcolm X. What's up, it's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to GarryYazzarello.com. I have 3 minutes left. African-Americans, the politics in this country, this is what we need to do. I showed you both sides of the coin tonight, Democrats, Republicans. Neither one of them give a damn about us. They have been using us, been putting us back and forth. It's almost like, you know, that the two jocks, the two biggest jocks on the schoolyard want. You know, everybody wants us, but she can't decide who she wants to be with, so she jumps back and forth for the one who... biggest gift. Right now, the gift is coming from the Democratic Party, giving us entitlement. What entitlement is, an entitlement is the guarantee of access to something such as welfare benefits. Not saying all of my on welfare, but guess what? There's too many of us that's on welfare, or there's too many of us that are willing to wait for the government to do what we want versus us creating our own party. You know, we can name it anything, but I do for self. We might call it the do for self party. Us as African Americans, this is how we move where I tell you guys every night, I'm going to tell you guys a problem now. The solution to our issues is, one, we control the candidates that we are. We have to find the candidates, support the candidates, behind the candidates, get that candidate elected. Two, Republican parties or the Democrat party can't get in the community, we need to create our own party. I don't care if it's called a do-for-self party, whatever it is, solution. The next solution we're going to have to do is voting for the president. A lot of times you vote for the president. So forward, I will see you guys. Be safe, stay warm, and remember, power does not power the use of. I'm out. And quit MA. Quit eating the cake.
I want you. I like to introduce myself. My name is. Be crazy on the phone saying I love her, but in the bathroom there's another, hoping I'll stay undiscovered like I'm undercover brother. I'll be acting like I just know.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia or Indianapolis, Indiana and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use